Okay, we are up to Simen Tes Sifkat Hey. It's on page Nun Hey. Page Nun Hey, Simen Tes Sifkat Hey. Mehagin, it is our custom lasois, but Sisis Hamisha Kisharim Kifulim. We have five double knots. Not a single knot, five double knots.
What's the
show? Page Nun Hey. Page Nun Hey.
Simen Hey.
Simin tes sifkaton hey. The hagin is our custom lasoyz, but sitzes chamisha kisharim kifulim, five double knots, sheyesh b'neim arba chulios, which if you have five double knots, in between the five double knots, you're going to have five windows. Chulio will translate loosely as a window in between the five knots. The hainu, shemachnis es hadal chutim b'sechanek. Now, how exactly does one make tzitzis? So we all know that you start off with four strings. Even though we have eight strings that come out, those are really four strings which have been doubled. You insert into the corner of the garment the four strings, b'sechanekev, b'koyshon b'shnei kesharim, and then the first thing you do is you make a double knot. That really is the ikar. The double knot that you make in the beginning of the tzitzis after you tie it around the garment is the ikar. V'koyach v'chot ha'aruch ha'nikwa shamash. Fascinating insight. Shamash, if I'm not mistaken, only has two areas in halacha: Chanukah and tzitzis. And indeed, this kind of shamash, you light the shamash, and the long chut, the one that's extra long, that's going to wrap around all of the chutim, is also called the shamash. When you light the menorah, it says in the Gemara that the ner is on the right side, on the left side, the mezuzah b'yamin, and the ner Chanukah is b'smol, and the balabayis is oimed with his talis. That's when he lights. The talis also has the chutin, there has a shamash. Each one of the four corners has a shamash. The two shamoshim are coming together at the time when you're lighting the ner Chanukah. So this one is called the shamash, Zayin Krichos. So the first chulia has seven windows, Zayin Chulios. V'choyz v'koysha shnei kishorim. And then you make another double knot. V'shuv koyre ches krichos. Eight, seven, eight. V'koysha shnei kishorim. Another two double knot. V'koyach yud aleph krichos. V'koysha shnei kishorim. V'koyach yud gimel krichos. V'koysha shnei kishorim. So what is this bottom line? How do we have in total? It's 7, 8, 11, 13. Where do we have? We have this, what? 39. A total of 39. Where do we have this number? We had the Gemara Masechet Shabbos, not long ago in Daf Yomi. The Gemara talks about binyan. If you make an oven, so there are two different types of ovens. So one oven you chaya for seven melachos, and the other one is eight melachos. And to make a basket, there are two different types of baskets. So one you chaya of 11, and the other 13. In the Gemara you have this parallel, when the Gemara illustrates how many melachos one can be chaya on Shabbos, also the same numbers, 7, 8, 11, 13. What are the connections? I do not know. But it is a total of 39. There are 39 melachos. 39 represents the concept of creative labor. Hashem created the world. The reason why there are 39 melachos on Shabbos is because when Hashem created the world, it represents creation. And creation, there are 39 degrees of creative labor in constructing the Mishkan, which also is a microcosm of the world. There are also 39 acts of creative labor. And in the tzitzis, which is also a degree of creation, Hashem is recently, so it's called Mitzvah Hashem. It's also a total of 39 rings, which also represent to some degree this number 39, which we see obviously is a very significant number. It's connected to many areas of halacha. Being that, we don't have Yud Kevavke here. There's no Yud Kevavke here. Let's see.
We have.
I think that's a Sar Shemin. There are like some, they do different number of chulios, so different customs. I don't know.
Hashem Echad.
You do ten, five,
six,
five. It's the chulios and the tzitzis.
The kesharim.
Okay, so that's a sfar Hashem in Ashkenazim. We don't do that. Okay, let's see what it says here. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says 7, 8, 11, 13. Now, here's something very interesting. You see, in a good pair of tzitzis, you see they do this. They're careful to do this. Being that it's a hider, it's a yoifi for the tzitzis, that there should equal, each one of the windows should have equal space. How can it be equal space if the first is 7 and the last is 13? So the answer is, the first you do loose. When you tie the second set of double knots, you don't tie it immediately after you finish wrapping around the 7 rings. You give it some space so that each one of the chulio should have exactly the same amount of space. And that in halacha is considered to be a yoifi for the tzitzis. What we think is beautiful is not necessarily what halacha thinks is beautiful. They should be equal in length. The first window where we have only 7 relative to the 13 that we're going to have in the last chulia, shekrichos mu'atos are few. Yarchikon zo mizo. You should distance each ring a little bit one from the other in order to add more space. When you come to the second window, Yakrivon Kitsas Yoser, the rings should be closer to each other, the Chain Bishlishis Uvirvis. And that way the windows will be exactly the same amount of space. Let's say a window is 1 inch, you'll have 4 windows of each one being 1 inch, but that will require you in the first window that the chulios, the rings that the shamash makes around the other chutim, should be spaced at a greater distance. The shear kol orichat tzitzis, the hainu min hakesh harishon ad kitzei hachutin, tzorach lios tuchalapachos yudbeis agudlin. What is the length of a kosher pair of tzitzis? Exactly 12. 12 thumbs. You can take your thumb, you can measure 12 thumbs, and that starts from the first kesher, from where it's tied to your garment, not after the fifth kesher. You go from the beginning of the talus, and total of 12. Now, what is the shear? He explains in more detail. What is proper? So it should be 4. The chulios in total, you should work it out, that the chulios should be a third. A third, which means you're going to have 4 agudlin, will take up the total length of the 5 knots with the 4 windows, the achutin hatluyin, and the chutin which dangle after the end of the 5th knot, shnei shlishim, shall be 2/3 of 12 agudim, a total of 8. Al kein, therefore, yidaktik shatei kol chulia b'rechav agudil, each agudil, each chulia with the knot, each should be 1 thumb. The yu kol hachulios dal agudim, in total, all 4 chulios, including the 5 knots, shall equal exactly the width of 4 thumbs. The achutin, and then the loose chutin which dangle at the end, tatluyin, shall equal ches agulin. V'im hein aruchus yoser, yasa chulios gamken ketzas aruchus yoser. If you're going to have longer tzitzis, so the proportion should always be in this fashion, where it's 1/3 aniva, meaning 1/3 chulios with kesharim, and 2/3 long chulios. You have very thick tzitzis, sometimes they're very, very thick, and then you make the chulios and the knots are wider than 1 agudel, then you should be sure that the chutim should be a little bit longer. You should work it out that the loose part that hangs shall be double what the width of the aniva, the part that has the chulios and the 2 kisham. You should always maintain this ratio of 2 to 1. Whatever part, whatever number you're going to have for the chulios, you shall have double that for the loose chutin. And ideally, it should be 12. 4 plus 8, if you're going to have very thick tzitzis, which are going to require you to make a longer part of what's woven, then you should have longer chutim. You should be clear that we're going to come to later on in the next halacha. You should be medactic that you should always keep the 4 chutim on the right side. Because if one of the chutim snaps, there'll be a very big nafkamina if you know exactly if they're part of the same team. In other words, you have total, how many chutim are there in the tzitzis? Four. There are four, and they're bent over. And now, when you make tzitzis, you should, after you bend it over, you sort of like make a knot. You're supposed to take the four on one side and tie them up. Make some type of bow or knot. And the four on the other side, you make a bow or knot to keep them separate. Because when you take the shamus and you wrap around and you tie, you should know that this, when you make that double knot is being made from these four and these four. Because if you're not careful and you just bring them all together and the shamus wraps around and then you make a double knot and you just take any four from one side of the knot and another four from the other side of the knot, then it's very possible that when you get down to the very end, it can very well be that on one side you have two ends of the same string. The result should be that when you finish your tzitzis and you have eight strings dangling, you can be certain that four on one side are different than the four on the other side, right? I don't have to get a talus here. Like get a talus. The four on one side should be one long one. Why? Because we're going to see. So what happens if two chutim snap? If two chutim are cut after the kesher, so if they are the same chut, then pasul. But if it's two different chutim, it's okay. So if you have two get cut on the same side, that's going to be the next halacha, on the same side, if you're certain that the two that are being cut are not the same chut, it's not two ends of the same chut, then it's kosher. But if you have a reason, if you have a doubt, then maybe it's possible that the two chutim which are cut are one of the four strings, because you were not careful to separate them as you inserted them in the garment. That means one of your chutim is cut in two ends. They're cut in two ends, then it is possible. We'll see the reasons for this as we come to the next segment. But let's just finish over here. So therefore, Tov l'dakti. Now you should be very careful. La'asoyz kol ha'kasharim b'dal chutim shemitzad zeh im dal chutim shemitzad zeh she'kol chut cholok chetzi l'kan v'chetzi l'kan. Keep the ends separate. When you insert the four chutim into the garment and you bend them over and you make the first knot, make sure you tie the four on one side and you tie the other four on the other side. Really, it's not going to be four on one side, it's going to be three, because you have to leave room for the shamus. One of the chutim is going to be very long, it's going to be the one that's going to wrap around, so it's going to be four on one side, three on the other side, and you keep them separate as you make all of the four knots, so that when you're finished making the five knots, you can be certain that the four on one side are different than the four on the other side. Let's see the Shri'adim Yitzhar Mahalacha Ches.
The shamash is going to be at the end very short. It cannot replace the other garden hood.
Okay, let's see. We're going to see inside some more halachas. Ches. Let's look on the right side in the Shi'arim Mitzion Bahalacha Ches. Arba Chulios. Ayim Mishal Shuvah Space Shi'arim. The Mishas Hatchak. Kigoyin Be'er Shabbos. You're running late. And you don't have a talus. You don't have a talus. Erev Shabbos. So what do you do? And you don't have enough time to make all five knots and all five Chulios. Yoyitza Afil B'chul Ya'achas Shemuchuyiv Midaraisa. So he's teaching us a very important halacha. The Midaraisa, the talus is kosher if they have one window. As long as you have one window, and you don't even really need seven, it's even enough to have three. As long as you wrap it around three times, that the chayy adam kosav the bear of Shabbos yikshar kasharim samuch leknaf, you shall tie the knots near the corner. The yichur gimul krichos the achzar the yikshar shnei kisharim. So he's teaching us something very, very important. What is the bare minimum? It's no yelachol ma'isa, because many times the knots open up and the krichos unwind. People ask, is it still kosher? Am I allowed to wear this garment? Because since it's not kosher, you're not allowed to wear the talus. You have a garment of four corners that do not have kosher tzitzis. If the knots are undone, they fall apart, which is very common, especially when you have thick tzitzis. That's one of the drawbacks of having thick tzitzis. The knots open up very easily, and the chulias unwind. It's kosher as long as you have one chulia, which means two knots. You have a double knot after it comes out of the garment, and then it wraps around a series of times, and then you make another double knot. That's all you need it to be kosher minat Torah, and even midrabbanan. Everything else is a minuk. Everything else that we do is just custom. Maybe it's the rabban. We'll see in more detail. But if it unwinds, one knot unwinds, two knots unwind, three knots unwind, it's kosher. You can wear it. You can go out on Shabbos. It's okay, everything is fine. And that's what he says over here. And even when it comes to the windings, how many rings must you make b'diavet for it to be kosher? We make 7 for the first window. You don't need to make 7. It's sufficient if you have even 3. That's also good enough. The b'shas atchak, going to Shabbos, we'll talk over here. One more time. The kosav, the erev Shabbos, yikshak shem samach l'knaf, yich gemukichos. So he says the b'diavet, you only need to make even 1 knot. We make a double knot. The first one that's tied up against the garment does not even need to be a double knot. B'diavad, it can be a single knot. And then you wrap around 3 times, and then you make a double knot. If you don't make a double knot the second time, it's going to come out. So that's the bare minimum. A single knot, 3 rings, a double knot. That's the bare minimum. L'chatchila, you make a double knot, 7, a double knot, 8, a double knot, 11, a double knot, 13, and a double knot. A total of 5 knots, 7, 8, 11, 13. But with the Evet, a single knot, 3, a double knot is sufficient. Okay, next, k'sharim b'shnei k'sharim, and then you tie double knots. Kasam sidur harav hatanya. You have to tie the knot. He's of the opinion the kesha should be tied up against the beged, above one less than a gudol. The beged has to be crunched. We don't do this. This is the Baal HaTanya. Some do this, but we generally don't do this. Let's see. Uvichein kasa b'shalas tshuvas to suras shai. Uveish la'avram la'le ha'goyin ha'kodosh mi. I don't know who this is. I don't know how to pronounce that. Kasav she'ein hechuch l'zev likutei mahariach kasav she'shama miran b'al kedush yomtiv she'bachach mi bachach mi buchach. Okay. Butcher the name. Kosav Shem Hechel Zev Lilila Mamaria Kosav Shaman Miran Balj Yamtiv, Sheheres Divra Tanya Love, Hative Laves, that's all. With Sivala Hadaloya Sitsis Velasa Lakoshan Kadivra Tanya. So he's of the opinion, take a garment that you should tie the knot on the garment to make it crunch. The garment should be crunched. We don't do this. We tie the knot after the first knot is tied, after the it should be nice and neat. The garment, we make the hole in the garment, like we learned, about 2-3 inches in, not more than 3 agudlin, and not less than 1.5. The distance between the kesher to the tip of the finger. So you make the hole in the proper location, the tzitzis hang out, and then you tie the first knot. Now we discussed this, that ideally it's good that the tzitzis shall drape over the corner. This is a garment, and here are the tzitzis. It's ideal that you should tie the knot over here, and the tzitzis will drape over the tip of the garment. Better than making the knot over here and having it hang down over here. As I mentioned to you, that doesn't really make a difference, because even if you tie the knot over here, 5 minutes later, gravity is going to pull it down and it's going to be hanging down over here. In order to avoid that problem, that's what the Baal HaTanya is saying is, what you should do is you shall tie it within. Make the garment crunch. Don't tie the knot at the end of the garment. Tighten the knot that the beged is crunching inward within the width of one finger. And that way the tzitzis will always end up hanging over the corner. Okay, some do this, some do not. So he's saying about how you do this, the chunukah days, this is the ideal thing to do. Some do and some do not. Okay, let's go to Vav. Now we come to the laws of what happens if a chut breaks. Im loy pasak es achutin zemizeh. Okay, the new halacha. Before we get to the laws of what happened with one of them breaks, let's say a person did not separate the chutim zemizeh l'shlokach chut echot aruch me'oid. Person took one very long chut. and he bended it over four times. And he took what's bended over four times into the garment to produce what comes out now, eight. So you have now eight chutim, but all eight chutim are all really one long string. And now he makes tzitzis. Is this kosher? Afterwards, the kamel take a scissor and cut all the chutim, separate them one from the other. So im loy pasak es chutim zemizep elish lokach chut echad oruch miyod v'kaflu le'arba, and he folded into four different parts. And he then v'chein and v'kach and like this hichnisam, he inserted them b'sechanekev ukishadam v'yachakach. In other words, paskan pasul. Why is it pasul? We learned this yesterday, the same principle, because mishum b'chsev gedilim ta'aseh lecha. Yishalim gedilim is plural. Gedilim means tzitzis. Here it's not multiple. It's only one. It's not plural. Tas lecha v'dashinan tasse v'loy min osi. Perish to be inan sheyu had tzitzis b'shas asiyosan ala beged kalacha v'lo sheyu nasim b'psul. Don't make the tzitzis puzzle. Do it in a way that's not valid. And later, retroactively make them kosher by cutting them later on. V'achakach yuchshu al yidei maise. Shenimtsu asuyim kiroi, the zehu puzzle. V'cheinim hoysa tzitzis asuyah kitikuna al beged acher. Another example of this principle. Let's say we have tzitzis. It takes a long time. Anyone that ever made tzitzis, it's not, you know, it takes a lot of practice, and it can be very frustrating until you get into it. And it takes time. It takes a good half an hour to make a, after you've been experienced. So let's say you have a new talus, and you have nice tzitzis on your other talus, and you're not interested in undoing them and putting them on the new talus. So what you'll do is very simple. I'll just cut the garment from the hole to the end of the garment, pull it out. I'll then take my new talus. I'll also slice, make a nice slice, insert them, and then stitch up the slit. And that way I can put on the tzitzis very quickly. Puzzle. Because that is called tasa and v'loy minos. V'chid moysat tzitz nasui b'kitun al beged acher. V'nikra ha beged, the beged ripped. V'roitza los se satzitz kach b'beged acher. Oy afilu beged ze. Even on this beged itself. K'goyin sh'nifzak ha-talus min ha-nekev ha-tzayfah. It broke. What happens if it gets ripped and it falls off? So I want to put it back on. I'll just put it through the loop and stitch it back up. V'nof la tzitzis v'roitza lachzir l'mekoyma v'lutfar es ha-talus al-nekev v'zeo gamkin posl mishum tase v'loy min ha-osoy. V'chein, furthermore, im kosha es ha-tzitz v'shash shahoy ha-talus ze potr mit tzitzis. Why would this be potr? Let's say you insert the tzitzis, for example, it's stitched, the two sides, a vest. You have a sweater, it's a vest, and it's stitched on the sides, and the majority of the two parts of the beged are stitched together, and you put the tzitzis on properly, but the time when you put the tzitzis on the four corners of this garment, it's potter from tzitzis, because the two sides of the garment are stitched to each other. It's a vest without sleeves. And now you open up those stitches, and now it becomes chayv and tzitzis. The same reason it's possible because of tassim and loyim and osoy, v'chein mekashos and tzitzis, and v'shosh, shoy tal, zeh potter, and tzitzis, v'goyin shoyu to ruboy tofor, v'achar kach hiteres ha-tzfiros, ad sh'ruboy pochus, and now the majority is open. The chayiv tzitzis im yisharu hatzitz k'mo shehem gam kein pesulim mishum because tasav l'minosui el tzoch lahatir hatzitzis. You have no choice but to completely untie the tzitzis. Olachzul kashon kealacha v'chein kol kayoytzei b'zeh. And similarly, any time you have to be very careful. All the laws of tzitzis should not be tasav v'loy min ha'osui zayin. Koydeim shi'isatif etalis. Before you put on the talis, yiv doikes atzitzis im hayu kesheros. Very important law. You have to inspect the tzitzis. V'tzach livdoik gam es achutin shehein v'soich hanekev. One of the most important things, I've seen this, is the chutin, this happens, the chutin between the hole and the first kesher. If any one of those chutim is cut, it is pasul. So not only should you look, people, they just look at the tzitzis and they see if the strings are all still there, if the eight strings are still there. And if one of the strings is cut, it's kosher. If two are cut on the same side, it's kosher. But if two are cut on one side and one is cut on the other side, then it's pasul. That we'll get to later on, all the details of exactly. Three are cut, forget about it, it's pasul. If two are cut, most of the time you're still in business. Well, not all the time. If it's, it has, as long as it's two on the same side. Two on the same side, it's kosher. Fine. But not only are you mechuyev to inspect the tzitzis, you should look at the corner and make sure that all four all four chutim in the corner from the place of the hole until the first kesher, are the chutim are perfectly attached. They're not cut. Sometimes they can get cut in that area, and if they cut in that area, it is puzzle. And that must be part of the inspection that one does to his tzitzis daily. Shabbos, yes, you can inspect it on Shabbos. There's no problem inspecting it on Shabbos. But there's no problem. Yeah, Shabbos also.
Shabbos, you don't inspect it.
Because Mitzvah Shabbos. Because you inspect it when you put it away, when you put it away Mitzvah Shabbos. Because you're afraid you might have to tie it. Some prefer not to check it on Shabbos. Because what happens if the chut, the kesher, is loose?
No.
You're not allowed to tighten it. Because that's a malacha deraisa of kesher. It's kosher. Look, as long as the first kesher, as long as you have one chulia with at least three rings, it is kosher. Nothing needs to be done. But many times you're tempted, if your tzitzis are getting loose, you'll tighten it. So therefore, you don't want to put yourself in that nisayon. So but the halach is, you're supposed to inspect your tzitzis. So what you do is, before you put away your talis mitzvah Shabbos, on mitzvah Shabbos, then you put away, you're supposed to fold your talis. There's an inyan of folding your talis mitzvah Shabbos. We once spoke about that. There's a minig Yisrael that you put away your fold talis, then you can inspect your tzitzis. And that inspection will last you until the next Shabbos, when you take out your talis. But let's see what it's over here. So you have to check the krichos. Inspect the krichos. Make sure you have 7, 8, 11, 13 for a total of 39. You also should make sure the chutim are separate. The chutim should not be tangled. It's not a maila to have your tzitzis tangled one another. Let's say lovel beis hakneses shabod sheyafris atzitz vivodkam yispatel milispalo lematzibar einoy tzarech levodkam ula hafridam. You have to have priorities in life. You have to have priorities. It's more important to dan mitzibar than to worry about your tzitzis. You can rely upon a chazaka. You can rely upon a chazaka that if they were good yesterday, they're good today. Let's just see one quick shemitzim halacha on the previous page. Look at the tzitzis. Ayn bang navram to resolve shemashim peirush midavrim. Okay, this issue we spoke about. You also should inspect on Shabbos. Koydim habracha. V'chein kosav habach. V'huva b'mishna bura. V'ayin sham b'ber halacha. Masha kosav b'zeh. V'v'shailis ha'tshuvas harosh kosav b'feresh. She'ein etzorech b'dika b'Shabbos. Koydim habracha. But therefore, to make up for that, you should do it on Mitzvah Shabbos. The reason I told you is because you may come to tie, you may be inclined to tie it, and we'll stop here for the break.
Somebody is doing only on Shabbat, and that's true.
What?
Only morning Shabbat is going to dance.
Yeah.
And you're not there on Mitzvah Shabbat to check it. Only you use Talit for morning of Shabbat, and we can check it.
You can't check for what? Say it again. What?
Because I am doing shul.
Yeah.
Only if you do Saturday morning.
Okay, only Saturday.
I put in the